Welcome back. I'm so happy to see you. I'm sorry I couldn't fit you in yesterday. A client had an emergency that they needed help with, and well, it's all fixed now, so you don't have to worry. This session is about you and changing your life and attitude. You did very well in our last session together. Do you remember any of it? That's perfectly okay. I was curious to see if you had remembered more of it when you went to sleep. The only reason I ask is because this method involves talking with your subconscious. Some people are better at communicating with it than others. It's not a bad thing if you don't have that level of communication with your subconscious. I saw how you were looking at me. I promise you. Well, I can't say that. But I would make an educated guess and assume most people don't have that level of communication with their subconscious. That's why it's called the subconscious and not just the conscious. It might be a little soon to ask this, but I do have to ask it. Have you felt any changes since the other day? It could be something as simple as less stress when doing one task, or maybe you thought about giving up control for a second or two and it didn't set your heart into panic mode. Has there been any lessened feelings of anxiety or stress when it comes to this? That's good for me to note. I wasn't expecting a change to happen overnight, but you never know. It's rare for that to happen, like one in a million types of rare. But it's still important for me to ask. Being open and honest with me is the only way this treatment works. I want to help you feel more confident in letting go. Micromanaging everything around you has become detrimental to not only you, but those that care about you. That's why you did the right thing and thought of getting help from me. And then you went out and did it. It takes a very strong person to be able to admit that they need help. I'm really, really proud of you for seeking me out and sticking with it. Not everyone has that level of commitment. It shows me that what we're doing is exactly what needs to be happening. If I can help relieve even an ounce of stress, then it's worth it. I want to help you and I want to do what is best for you. Do you feel a little bit better now that you're in my office? I'm glad you enjoy it here. I try to make it as inviting as possible, obviously. From the comfortable couch you're sitting on to the bookshelves around the room, even the art on the walls, some of it's drawn by me, some of it by others. I don't know. I find rooms that are too clinical to be cold and off-putting. I want you to be able to walk in here and feel comfortable and relaxed with me. Speaking of which, why don't you close your eyes and we start your next treatment session? I'm sure you're chomping at the bit to get started. Having your brain constantly running with thoughts is so tiring. But as soon as you step in here, they seem to get a little farther away, don't they? That's good. That means the treatment's working. Your subconscious is responding to me, and soon it will be responding to you. I have nothing but faith in you and your ability to get better. Truthfully, I believe in you. In order for that to happen, you have to do what I say. I am trained in this field, after all. Keep your eyes closed for me. I'll let you know when you can open them next. Right now, I want you to tune everything, and I mean everything out but my voice. Can you do that for me? Good job. My voice is going to guide you. The instant you hear my voice, you recognize that you're safe and you can trust whatever I'm going to say. I'm here to help you. Breathe in. One, two, three, and breathe out. One, two, three. That's it. With every inhale, I want you to tense your muscles, And with every exhale, I want you to release that tension. Ready to try it? Inhale. 1, 2, 3. Good. Nice and tight. Now relax. 4, 5, 6. Good. Oh, you did so good. Yes, you did. Let's do that again. Breathe in. 1, 2, 3. And hold it. Hold it. And let go. 1, 2, 3. That's it. That's so good. Breathe in with me. Oh, just like that. Tense your muscles. Oh, very good. And relax. Sink deeper into the couch. There we go. Oh, that's it. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 4, 5, 6. Feel your limbs getting heavier. They're getting difficult to move. It would be so much easier, so much more comfortable if you simply didn't move. It's not like it's something you actually need to do right now. You're focusing on breathing, focusing on listening to my voice. You're safe right now. You don't need to worry about moving, no. Not when you're so comfortable. Not when the warmth is starting to spread over your body as your limbs get heavier. Go on, breathe in. 1, 2, 3, hold it, and breathe out. 4, 5, 6. Doing so good for me, darling. I want you to breathe in again for me, but this time, I want you to imagine you're sucking in all your power. We did this the other day. Breathe in and suck in all your power. Just like that. Very good. And now exhale and push all your power towards me. Oh, just like that. Doing amazing for me. Yes, you are. Breathe in and take in all that control you have. You don't need it right now. It's only causing you stress. Breathe out and give it to me. I'll help you learn to trust others with things. Yes. Oh, so good. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good job. Oh, so good for me. With every breath, you're sinking even deeper, giving more and more of your power to me. The only thing in your head is my voice. My voice speaks the truth. My voice aids you and helps you feel better in your skin. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And hold it. Exhale. 4, 5, 6. Good job. It's getting harder to think. Your brain is learning to turn itself off with every deep breath you take. You are experiencing peace the more control you give over to me as you sink deeper. Limbs so heavy, thoughts so foggy. The only thing that is clear is my voice. The only thing you can focus on is what I'm telling you to do. Your consciousness is melting away and giving way to your subconscious. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Good job, darling. Doing so good for me, sinking even deeper. You wouldn't even be able to classify what's flitting through your head as thoughts anymore. At this point, they're more abstract ideas. This is what you want. You love how it feels to not think anymore. You love giving control over to me. It's so easy and simple. You don't know why this ever scared you to begin with. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. So good for me, darling. No more thoughts in that pretty head of yours. No more thoughts of managing yourself, no. That's something for me to do, isn't it? That's right. That's something for me only. I'm going to be touching you again, just like I did last time. If you take this well, I'll be able to up the intensity tomorrow. The goal is to make you into an empty vessel for me to program how I want. We started with you having a harder time thinking when you're in my presence. You felt that today when you entered my office. Your thoughts were coming slower, and it was so much easier to go under and trust my voice. That's not because of your work, darling. No. That's because I'm fixing you to respond to me. I don't want my new toy to be broken and not respond to me. Half the fun of this is molding you like a piece of clay into whatever I want. What I want from you is a mindless doll. A doll that obeys their master and understands their place. Being in control of yourself, well, that just did terrible things for you. This is for the best. By programming an on and off switch into you, you'll be able to switch between your everyday person to a mindless toy whenever I want. That's what marks today. It starts the anchoring of your on and off switch. I'll be able to control when you turn into my mindless doll and when you're my nervous client. Of course, you won't remember any of this when you wake up. I don't want to get any issues with malpractice after all. All these changes are subconscious. You aren't aware of what you're doing or what's going on. You just know that you're enjoying it. From the way my voice penetrates your brain to how my hand feels touching you so sweetly. Even your eyes are glazed over since, well, there's nothing going on in that pretty head of yours. You don't know what's going on right now. You don't have the faintest clue. All you know is that it feels good and that you want more. That you enjoy the comfort and the safety I bring you. Giving up control is so easy when you're with me, isn't it? Yes, it is, darling. So good for me. The reason it's easy for you to give your control over to me is, well, it's because you were never supposed to have it in the first place. Micromanaging everything and everyone in your life is causing an insane amount of distress for you, doll. It impacts you negatively. But having me in charge, well, that takes away all those negative feelings. You never have to feel bad again when you're with me. Instead, you get to look to me for guidance. You get to look to me for instructions. You don't have to do things like make a decision. It doesn't matter where you want to eat because Dr. Lestrange will know where to take you. It doesn't matter what you want to do, because Dr. Lestrange will make that choice for you. It doesn't matter what you want, because Dr. Lestrange knows what's best for you. You can always, always trust me to do what is right for you, darling. You weren't made to be in control of others, let alone yourself. You're far too weak to be able to handle yourself. That's why I'm helping you become a mindless toy for me. It feels so good to give your power and pleasure over to Dr. Lestrange, doesn't it? Yes, it does, doll. It's because I know what you need. The only thing you knew was that wanting to micromanage your life caused you a ton of stress and it makes it difficult for you to live your day-to-day life. But you don't have to worry about that anymore. You're not alone. Now you have me. You don't have to make decisions for yourself. You rely on me to do that. You rely on me to do everything for you because it's simply too much for you, darling. It doesn't matter if you're feeling stressed and need help with a choice. You call Dr. Lestrange. If you're feeling horny, for some reason your thoughts turn to me and you aren't sure why. But it's not your place to question, is it? No, it's not. The reason you get these images is because I want your subconscious to supply these images to you only when you're turned on. I want you to feel my hand stroking you, how warm and soft it feels against you as I look into your glazed over eyes. I want you to stare down my shirt and look at my cleavage as I keep playing with you. Watch the way it jiggles with every stroke. These are the things that you will think about when you go to touch yourself tonight. You won't be able to get aroused without thinking about Dr. Lestrange. I'm your ultimate pleasure. I am changing you for the better, regardless of what you want, regardless of what you see as important. You'll see eventually that this is all for the best. You can trust me, darling. If it wasn't for your best interest, then why would it feel so good? Why would it sound so right when you're replaying it in your head? It wouldn't if it was wrong. You're meant to be a mindless toy for others to play with. Giving up control is the best thing you can do, darling. It's so much nicer not having to put on the facade of being powerful, of being in control. In truth, you're just a weak little doll, desperate for an owner. You want someone to take control of you, to tell you what to do, when to do it, how to do it. You weren't meant for decision making. Having choices, having free will, those are things not meant for you. Autonomy only hurts you, darling. By removing your autonomy, by programming you to be an obedient and mindless doll, you're going to thrive. You'll blossom into the beautiful flower that I know you are. The only reason you haven't been able to grow is because of your constant thoughts. That's why I'm helping you stop. That's why I'm making you feel good right now by playing with you, touching you so sweetly, even though you aren't going to remember this. This is for your own good. Now repeat after me, darling. I don't need to think. Very good. Say it again. That's a good doll for me. When you wake up in the morning, your first thought will be, I don't need to think. You won't question why. You might not even remember it. It's something your subconscious will supply from now on to you. Every time you wake up, Your subconscious will whisper, I don't need to think. As a reminder, it's reminding you that you don't need to think. Thinking only leads to more stress, more issues, more problems. It doesn't allow you to be good for me. What's more important, being good for me or thinking? Behaving yourself is always going to be more important. You want to make me proud of you, just like a good toy should. It's only natural to want to please those that are superior to you, darling. You've always been inferior to those around you. A weakling. A weakling masquerading as something you're not. And I'm here to fix that. To give you the release you need. I want to hear a thank you, darling. Say thank you, Dr. Lestrange. You're very welcome, doll. You have so much potential to be the best doll I've ever created. Responding so well to the treatment, so well to my hand, your orgasm building with every stroke. Doing such a good job for me, doll. Taking my hand so well. Yes, you are. I know you're close, but you can't come without permission. You know better than that as a toy. You're an empty vessel being filled with my wants, with my desires. I don't want you to come without permission, so you won't do that. It's not proper for a toy to do things without their owner's permission anyways. It's why when you get horny from now on, you'll think about this. You'll think about me. My soft hand between your legs playing with you, guiding you towards your orgasm. It's why when you wake up, your first thought will be, I don't think. Those are all important things for a doll to learn. And I'm doing what's best for you, toy. You were never meant to be in control. You were never meant to manage your own life because look at where it got you. It causes you too much stress to be in control of yourself. I know it's hard to hear, but it's true. Stress isn't good for you, darling. Why would you stress when you can give it to me? No more thoughts, no more decisions, no more choices. All you have to do is be your good and obedient self. Yeah, that's it. And you're already that right now. Doing so good for me, doll. Oh, I know. You're getting so close. You want to come for me, don't you? Of course you do, darling. I can see how hard you're trying to be good for me. It's painted on your pretty face as you buck into my hands. So, I'm going to do something. I'm going to implement an anchor. I'm going to reach over and touch my pointer finger to the top of your nose and go, boop. Such a good doll. You get to come for that. Yes, you do. Come for me, darling. Come for your owner, just like that. Oh, so good. Such a good doll for me. Yes. Oh, yes, you are. Coming on command right after I started your anchoring. I suspect it won't be too difficult to anchor touching the tip of your nose to being a horny doll for me. You're already so good at it, aren't you? That's right, you are. I have one more thing I want to add before I let you up and finish this little session. The outfit you're wearing today is okay. But I know you can do better for me, darling. I know you have so many cute things in your closet that you're just dying to wear, but maybe you don't feel confident enough, or maybe you don't feel like it's the right occasion. I'm here to tell you, I want you to dress as adorably as you want from now on. I want you to put a lot of pride into your appearance. Being a toy isn't just about behaving yourself, no. It's about looking the part too. You'll find yourself wanting to dress cuter, being drawn to more cutesy things, and trying to put together an adorable outfit every time you go out. If you leave the house in something like a t-shirt and sweatpants, that makes you self-conscious. It's more uncomfortable wearing just a t-shirt and sweatpants than overdressing. When you overdress, you look cute. People notice and stare and compliment you. Plus, it would make me so happy to see you dress so cutely. So from now on, you're going to put together the cutest outfits you have. Understand? That's my dolly. So good for me. I'll let you up since we've discussed everything I wanted to for this session and I don't want to run over. Inhale, 1, 2, 3, and exhale, 1, 2, 3. Good. Start wiggling your fingers for me, just like that. And inhale, 1, 2, 3, and exhale, 1, 2, 3. That's it. That's it. Feel your limbs becoming lighter. Thoughts are starting to emerge in your head. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You feel yourself coming back. Your limbs are light enough to move. You're having thoughts that are actually your own. You can hear and focus on more than just my voice. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's it. Oh, doing so good for me. Keep it up. Keep moving your fingers and limbs. Keep focusing your thoughts inside your head. Just like that. Good. Inhale. 1, 2, 3. And exhale. 1, 2, 3. Oh, so good. Open your eyes for me. Very, very good. How are you feeling? Do you remember anything? Feeling off is normal. I told you that last time. Remembering nothing is also very common. Like I said, this treatment is about communicating with your subconscious. That's where your fear of giving up control comes from. If I'm able to soothe your subconscious fear of giving up control, you'll be able to lead a much better life. I only want what is best for you. But I am going to say that our session is coming to a close. You are my last client for the day, so feel free to stay in here as long as you need before going home. Kind of looks like you need it. I'll be in the office for at least another hour doing paperwork, so if you hear any noises or have any questions, it's just me and you can come to me. I'll be seeing you tomorrow for your next session, correct? That's what I like to hear. I'll see you tomorrow. Have a nice night.